Well, now in the fifth quarter show, going to head over to Hale High School and talk with Hale's boys basketball coach and athletic director Keith Berger. Well, let's go back and talk about some of your games. We haven't talked to you for a couple of weeks, but haven't played any games this week. But last week you had a couple of conference games you played, or a couple of games anyway. You played Meadville, and a good Meadville team. They beat you 50-33, but then you come back last Friday night and play Hardin Central, and you win that one 63-33. Pretty convincing win there.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk about that Meadville game first. I mean, Meadville's a good team. We know they're a good team. They're used to winning. I thought for them coming here and playing at Hale, I didn't think we played. You know, obviously they're a good team, and what they do had a lot to do with, you know, what we didn't do well. But at the same time, you know, I don't know that they're 17 points better than us. I think that we. You know, we need to do a better job. We've got to seems like we've been starting off really slow the last few games. I mean, when I say few, you know, last five or six games, it seems like we don't even hardly score the first 2 minutes. And against a team, you know, a lot of teams, you know, we can come back and it's not an issue. But when you get down to against a Meadville team, as well as they defend and stuff, and they don't make a lot of mistakes, you know, it kind of snowballs on you, and then, you know, you start pressing a little bit, and you have a kid or two that's not shooting the ball maybe, you know, as well as they normally do, and it just kind of, you know, just kind of gets away from you a little bit, and that's what happened on that game. You know, the first half, we're down 10-5 first quarter, then we let them outscore us 18-9 the second quarter, and, you know, you're down 14 points, you're not going to come back, you know, and only scoring 14 in the first half. But we've got a couple kids that just aren't shooting the ball like they can shoot the ball, and I don't know if that has to do with, you know, not you know, playing and practicing as much as what we typically do this time of year. Or, you know, you start pressing a little bit when you're struggling shooting the ball, and then it just kind of makes it worse. But we had, you know, I had one kid in double figures against Meadville. Ty Berger ended up with 17, but he only had three the first half, so 14 of those came in the second half. And he's got to do a better job, and he knows this. He's got to do a better job you know, sometimes, you know, when other people are struggling, he's got to do a better job of kind of maybe carrying the team at times when things are going rough. And he did not do that the first half of the game. You know, we tried to do it the second half, but like I told him, it's kind of too late, you know. So, you know, the effort was good. I think the second half, you know, gives us something to kind of, you know, keep in the back of our mind and work on. But at the same time, we definitely got to come out and be ready to play next time we see a team like that, and I'm sure we will see them again.
Had a chance to watch Meadville play in the championship game of the Northwestern Tournament over at Minden back before Christmas. And I tell you, I thought Meadville, a very athletic team. They've got some kids that are good athletes. And really, you know, you've got a good ball club. You guys usually score a lot of points, but they hold you to 33 that night. So I'm sure that was the difference in the game.
They defend very well. I think, like I said, you know, a lot of credit goes to them. But you know, after that game, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I see. There's definitely some things that there's some things we did better. Some things that I thought maybe would hurt us. That maybe, you know, we were able to do better than I originally thought we would. You know, so the things that we did not do well, I think, are things that are fixable. And I think that's something that, you know, we can close the gap on a team like a Meadville, but not just a Meadville, but, you know, a good quality team like that. Because there's several of them around here like that. You know, Southwest is good. Keatsville's good. I mean, there's several good teams that we're going to have to play. So, you know, we kind of got to get that figured out.
Well, nice bounce-back win last Friday night. You beat Hardin Central 63-33. So, sounds like the offense in pretty good shape that night.
Yeah, you know, we had 15 kids dressed out. You know, Hardin's a very young team. Some of their best players, I think, are all freshmen and sophomores. So we, you know, we got out to an 18-4 lead, and I think most kids play. I think about every kid played the first half. We were up 30-10 at half. You know, that's just one of those things. Ended up 63-33. You know, it was court warming for us, which is always kind of a fun time. And the kids, you know, it was nice to get everyone to play, nice to get everyone some minutes between the games. It was kind of a good time. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, the crowd, especially on a Friday night, we usually get pretty good support and have had pretty good crowds so far this year.
Well, your boys are 9-3 right now, if I look at my record, if that's correct. But you got to feel pretty good about that. Well, let's talk about your girls just a minute. They also played the same two teams. They played Meadville and Hardin last week, and they lose both those games. But really, it looks like the girls maybe having a little trouble putting the ball in the basket. They play well. I know they're playing hard, and you got some young girls, but they score 35 points one game, 29 the next. So just sounds like the offense might be the what's kind of holding them back a little bit.
Well, they're starting out really well. In both those games, they were ahead, like in the first quarter or, you know, maybe even early into the second, if not ahead, you know, back and forth. And then they just kind of run out of juice. And it seems like, you know, they've got six players seven players. I think they actually played those two games with six because they had someone home sick.